Do you think God wants to keep you from the grave?
Yes.
I know He does. He does not want you to die prematurely. So He's trying His best to keep you from the grave, from crossing over the river of death. Now see, He wants you to live a good, long, healthy life on this earth. It's what He wants. But because of our sin and our stupidity and not reading the Word and going by what somebody said about us, we make the wrong decisions. I mean, you hear all kinds of things. Just like this testimony that was playing up here a few minutes ago before some of you came in. They've had the healing testimonies up there. And by the way, if you don't have one of those yet, make sure you get the DVD called The Miraculous Testimonies of Healing. Back there, there are two DVDs. We made 16 shows, went out to GLC, and they filmed 16 shows, and there's awesome testimonies. But this lady that was up there on the screen a while ago called Norma Garcia. Now, Norma, she was a mother, a grandmother, and she had been raised in a Christian home, and she went to church, and she loved God, and you could have asked her children, "What do you think about my mother?" Oh, she's the finest sweetheart, mother's the gentlest, kindest woman ever. But she's always sick. Had major surgeries, in and out of the hospitals, all kinds of problems. Major things. But, you know, it's sin that's causing your mother sickness. Fighting mad. My mother's not a sinner. There ain't never been a more righteous woman than my mother. But who knows the truth about mother? God. That's exactly right. And when I was down in Mandy, Louisiana, teaching the Word of God a few years ago, I talked to them about resentment, bitterness, and all the strife and things, and anger and things, even that you hold within, that never comes to the surface. You don't ever blow up, but you got it in there for somebody. I said, that just is hard on you. And Norma's thought, oh my goodness, I have had deep bitterness against my daddy for years. Now, why do you think she'd been sick? Why do you think she'd had a tormenting spirit sent to her? Why do you think she'd been in and out of hospitals? Because she had an internal anger and rage against what her daddy did to her as a little girl, and she never told anybody. Nobody knew it. But she still had that hatred in here for her daddy. I told her, I said, and she now has Parkinson's. She's shaking like this. I mean, this bad. And lupus, which is terminal. That was just two of the diseases she had. I said, now after I got through preaching, I said, if you'll repent and tell God you're sorry for your sins and you'll come down here, I'll pray for you. The King will heal you. Norma's the first one. She jumps out in the aisle. She's repenting. God, I'm sorry that I held this bitterness against my daddy. Lord, she's voicing that to the Lord. Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't have a clue what I was doing. I didn't know. I mean, I've walked in love. I've raised a family. I've loved my husband. I've loved my children. I've loved my grandchildren. But I hated my daddy. Lord, I repent. And she comes down that aisle. And I reached up and I said, what's wrong with you, young lady? She said, I have Parkinson's and lupus. And I reached over and laid my hand on her and said, in the name of Jesus. And that's all I got out. Instantly, she stopped shaking. Instantly, the woman was completely healed. Does the King want us to be healed? 4 or 5 years ago, and that's one of her testimonies, one of those, she said, you know, since Thurman prayed for me that night, I have not been back to a doctor for nothing since that night. I take that back. She fell and broke a hip. That's right, I take that back. She was the one that broke a hip or a leg or something later. And that's why she finally had to go back to the doctor. And she still didn't have the faith to get that healed without a doctor. And that's where most of us are. She went in and they checked her. And the doctor says, you know, you used to have Parkinson's according to your records here. And you had lupus and you had several other things. Do you know there's not anything wrong with you except this broken bone? And so that woman, sure, she got her leg set and put back together. And now then, who do you think walks in love toward all people all the time? Norma does. She said, I had no idea that my bitterness toward my dad, which never surfaced, I never told anybody about it. And she said, you could have asked any of my children, is Mama a sweet, loving, gentle woman? And she said, that all said, my mother is the sweetest, loving woman in the world. And if you'd have told one of my children, well, your mother is sick because of sin. She said, they'd have probably punched you out. But see, God knew the truth, didn't He?
Amen.
You can't hide nothing from God, can you, Jack? I mean, all things are laid bare before, so you better straighten your act up, right? Guaranteed. So, look what he says. He saves us from crossing over the river of death. Or God disciplines people. Or who does this?
God.
Oh, God would never put sickness and disease upon me, would he? You know, how many times did I hear that in the years? How many times have I heard preachers preach, God don't make you sick? Well, they ain't read this book as close as I've read it. I ain't found nowhere in where nobody makes you sick but God. Have you, Dave? It's amazing what you find out when you read the book. You know, all those things you hear people teach you and talk about all those years. Do you think God can heal? Oh, yeah, I know He can. Do you think He will? Well, if it's His will. I don't know what His will is, but if it's His will, He'll heal me. No, He's a faith God, and without faith it's impossible to please Him. And so as long as you're thinking, if it's His will, your chances of getting something from God are almost zero. But just like the man that was on the golf course that I prayed for his foot, isn't that amazing? He'd messed with this thing for months, and Cheryl called me at home and said, honey, won't you pray for his foot? Said he's been hurting him all night and been hurting him for months. And so she said, I prayed for him earlier tonight, and she said it got a little better, but it didn't go away. But she said, I want you to pray for him. I said, sure. So then I find out, you know, I always ask, do you have any sin in your life? You know what most people tell me? Well, no, I'm okay. I said, you're lying. You don't get sick without sin. Ah, now, Thurman, I don't believe that. I said, well, okay, go ahead and take offense. Now you're in sin again. So now you got another thing to repent of, you know. So you got to get over it, you know, and you got to believe God. Because after he talks to you, after he sends dreams and visions, and after he does all this to keep you from death, it said in verse 19, our God will discipline people with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in their bones. Do you want God to do that to you, brother? So, do you think it'd be good that when he talks to you to listen?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think it's real good when the king talks. We was talking about that on the way down here. I said, you know, it's amazing that here Paul was out killing Christians. And he's got a permit from the Pharisees to go over to Damascus and to kill these Christians. And on the way over there, Jesus showed up and struck him with light in his eyes and blinded him. He couldn't see. He said, Lord, who are you? And he said, I'm Jesus of Nazareth, who you're persecuting. He said, now, I want you to go on to Damascus, and I'm going to show you what things you're going to have to suffer for my name's sake. And so the light went away, and Paul can't see. He's blind. And, of course, the Lord comes to Ananias, one of his little servants over there, and he says, Ananias, go down to a certain street, and my servant Paul's going to be there, and you're to lay your hands on him. I'm going to fill him with the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to open his eyes. And Ananias said, you bet, Lord, I'll be happy to go do it. Is that what Ananias said? Is Ananias just like us? God, are you sure? I mean, Paul, he's killing Christians. Lord, are you sure you know what you're talking about? Is Ananias any different than us? Why can't we believe the king? When the king talks to us, we should never argue or question him, should we? I mean, can God ever be wrong? Is he in total control? Then why do we argue with God whenever he talks to us? When he says, you're driving down the road one day and all of a sudden a thought comes to your mind, turn here and go down and see Brother Joe. He's not been feeling good lately. You think, but Lord, if I go down there, I'm going to be late to work. Or even worse, I'm on the way to church, so I'll be late to church. God says, it's okay if you're late to church. I want you to go down and see Brother Joe. And you argue with God. That's just like one day I had to speak over at Plano. And I got away late. And I was coming down Interstate 35E. And they had just opened the George Bush that goes off across there somewhere. I had never been on it. Didn't know where it goes. I said, Lord, please help me do something. Help me with the traffic or something. Because if I don't have some great help today, I'm never going to make it over there to Plano to that place in time to speak. I'm going to be late. Lord, I don't want to be late. And instantly I heard him say, take the George Bush. This is clear. Heard him. I said, Lord, I don't know where the George Bush goes. I ain't never been on it. Now, isn't that amazing? Don't you think God knew where the George Bush went? He'd been watching them build it all the time. He knew exactly. But I'm arguing with God. Lord! And I'm driving down that road and I'm getting close to the George Bush. And now then where the little solid white lines, you know, come out, you're supposed to turn the lane. I go past that. Lord, are you sure you know what you're doing? He says, take the George Bush. So I cross the double line, whip up on there. And then as I'm going over the top, I said, Lord, I sure hope you know where the George Bush goes. You're a great man of faith and power. Oh, Lord, give me a break. I'm a human being just like you. You know, and of course I go through a tollway and go through another tollway and go through another tollway. And I got way off over yonder. Finally, at that third tollway, I said, do you know where Highway 190 is? He said, this is 190. I said, the George Bush is 190? He said, yeah. I said, you wouldn't happen to know where a certain street is, would you? He said, it's the next exit. I said, fantastic. And I drove out of that. I thought, God, you really do know where the George Bush goes. Isn't that amazing? And I pulled up to the place, found the place, and I walked in 15 minutes early. Now, isn't that amazing? If we would only listen to God. Now, He talks to us again and again, and we don't pay any attention, do we? Don't you think it's time we start listening? Because, see, if we don't, it finally comes down to the point where if you don't listen, and you don't listen to the dreams and visions, He's trying to save you from death. But He finally gets down there. Then if you don't listen when He talks to you, and you don't hear Him, and you don't hear the dreams and visions that He sends, then finally God disciplines you with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in their bones. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds something like a serious kind of cancer to me. I don't like that. Do you? Yeah, I don't want that at all. I don't want to have to go there. I do not want God to discipline me with sickness and pain in my body. Do you? As I've told some of you many times, there's only one thing I hate more than pain. You know what that is? More pain. I don't like pain. Do you, Jack? I like to feel good.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.